Video, flashback, Minnesota reporter exposed daycare getting $7.8 million despite 95 violations. By Amy Furr on December 29, 2025. Minnesota officials are being accused of knowing about the massive alleged fraud involving daycare centers for years, and one reporter exposed the issue nearly a year ago. In a social media post on Sunday, the ex-account Libs of TikTok referred to a report from January when a daycare center in Minneapolis, the Quality Learning Center, was said to have received around $8 million in tax dollars since 2019. Between 2019 to 2023, they had 95 violations leading to them being placed on a conditional license. They got their license back in 2024 and continued receiving taxpayer dollars. No kids were seen. This is from January 2025, Minnesota authorities knew for years, the account said. The post referred to a KTSP report in January that said there were 62 active investigations involving federally funded child care centers in the state. A reporter with the outlet took a closer look at the issue regarding centers that received the bulk of the funding in the Child Care Assistance Program, CCAP. One daycare center in Minneapolis, Quality Learning Center Daycare, had 95 violations between 2019 and 2023, according to DHS records. Those violations range from failure to keep hazardous items away from children to no records for 16 children. In 2022, DHS placed the facility on a conditional license. But, state records showed Quality Learning Center Daycare still received $7.8 million in federal tax money since 2019 despite its regulatory issues. Its conditional license was removed in 2024. The Libs of TikTok post came after citizen journalist Nick Shirley reported on the fraud linked to the state's Somali community, per Breitbart News. Shirley also went to the Quality Learning Center, whose sign was spelled wrong, while trying to get answers. In response to Shirley's reporting, Congressman Tom Emmer, RMN, said he wants an explanation from Governor Tim Walz, D, about the daycares receiving millions in federal aid yet appearing to be empty, per Breitbart News. The Breitbart article said, Shirley followed up with a report on YouTube, alleging the center had received $1.9 million in 2025, with the $4 million figure apparently accounting for the past 2 years. Per the KSTP report from January, Minnesota House Speaker-designate, Representative Lisa DeMuth, R., said what the outlet uncovered highlighted the fact that oversight is incredibly lacking. Are we keeping kids safe in Minnesota? And, what you have showed me here, brings that very much into question, she said.